And welcome back. We are live, as we are every single Saturday morning. We're nearing the 25th year in broadcast of the Rosie on the House radio program. Only about eight or nine more weeks, we actually hit the official 25-year anniversary. So we thank you all for tuning in and making this a possible program every single Saturday morning. Let's talk about shade. It's a very interesting. It's all, I have to do this on my fingers. Southwest Horticultural SHA Day.
Education. Southwest Horticultural Day of Education.
Basically. It's an education day for industry professionals.
Right.
Gosh, I was ready to dive right into hostas on the north side of the house when you said shade, but
there you go.
Okay. It was a great program yesterday, and they had the Arizona Professional Nursery Certification course, and it was a great day, just to rub elbows with a lot of professionals in the business too.
So we bring in folks that can get trained in becoming a nursery professional. There's folks there from the landscape industry that are getting what they call continuing education credits. So you mm-hmm. might keep if you're licensed to spray mm-hmm. or apply pesticides, you have to continually educate yourself so that you can keep that license active and current. Tree arborists, so every facet pretty much of the horticultural industry is there represented, from people that do parks and rec work for the cities to...
There was someone from the Phoenix Zoo, the yep. horticulturist for all the plants that they have for
Tucson Botanical
animals.
Gardens was there. So anybody that has anything to do with plants in the public setting to nursery folks that sell plants being trained on, how to handle and be more professional in the nursery trade.
Now, tell me about the room you were in, the ANCP or Solana One, because that room you were in wasn't on any of the class schedule. What was going on behind
that
closed door?
You have to register solely for that class. The other rooms are what they call tracks. If I sign up for Shade, I can pick and choose and go to the ones I want. The Arizona Certified Nursery Professional Training is a closed deal. You sign up, that's your deal for the day. You're being trained strictly to do one thing, and that's for nursery training. Chris came down from the mountains because we wanted him to audit the course. Because
you've been on the road as much as I have this last week.
Yeah, he's racking the miles up. Shell Oil loves him. We're trying to make sure that, and as our mountain communities have grown and other areas are grown in the state of Arizona, I kid and say the Arizona Nursery Association really has been the Phoenix Nursery Association. And we need to do a better job of reaching out to the folks in Pine Top, Lakeside, Prescott, Flagstaff,
Warner's came down from Flagstaff for the event. I saw them yesterday at the conference.
So our training program doesn't do a very good job. In fact, it does a terrible job of training folks that in high elevation. So Chris was there. He's going to take over the mountain nursery professional training, whatever we're going to call it, high elevation, just because we just need a whole new program.
Sounds like the third generation, been in Pine Top Lakeside since 76.
1976.
Sounds like the right man for the job. Let's see how we can do on some calls. We have them online at 602-277-5827. Rosie's in the studio, and we'll let him bring them in.
Your mic.
Or Jennifer.
I'm Somebody. Trying here.
Mom, Dad, anybody?
Okay.
Who do we have online?
Well, we have Eric.
Eric, good morning. How can we help you, sir?
I am wanting to put a mesquite tree in between a block fence and my house for shade, kind of for a sitting area. And I was wondering, it's 22 feet in width. If I put that right in the middle, is that going to be too close to my house?
Well, you've got 22 overall feet, so it's going to be 10, 11 feet from either structure. A lot of the problems we run into with trees and fences and houses is how you water them, not the tree itself. So water it deeply. The roots will follow the water. They don't go out and find water. They follow water.
Okay.
So if you can water it really deeply and slowly, go in and get one of the landscape watering by the numbers booklets. That'll really show you what we're talking about as far as how to water them. But If you water it properly, you get it deep watered, you really shouldn't have any problems in that kind of a setting.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, we appreciate the call. What would is considering everything he's got with the size and the space, is the mesquite a tree you would select, or is there something else you'd be considering?
It wouldn't be my first choice between a house and a wall. I think there are some other trees that are probably a little more for 20. If all he has is 20 feet at all, that's not bad. But there's a lot of great trees that only get about 20 feet, like a Texas ebony or a shoestring acacia or something like that, that might be a better choice for that kind of space.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.